Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
I'm in the studio with my friend Kirsty Gilpin. She is not just a homeschooling friend, but she also lives in my neighborhood, and her husband Brian actually works with Classical Conversations also. One of the things I think that's really wonderful with grandparenting is we're seeing a lot of homeschooling parents who are finished, empty nesting, now being tutors and directors for their grandchildren's programs. In fact, this past summer when I was speaking, I had the privilege of meeting four siblings who between them had 34 children and 47 grandchildren. And all of them who were school age from all four families were in Classical Conversations. And All the parents and grandparents were all tutors and directors in the program. And so that just, you know, made my heart leap to see such unity within a family. And of course, that's ideal. And unfortunately, all of us can't always live by our relatives.
It's a beautiful thing. I think one of our societal things is the breakup of the family, that we've lost that. Mm-hmm. And so when you see within homeschooling this move to unify the family, I think it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons I think homeschooling is so difficult for a first-generation homeschooler is because they weren't at home to see how to do it. So they're figuring it out on their own, and their parents might be super supportive, but they didn't do it either. And it is a little bit of a different ideology and lifestyle. And so when I meet a lot of second-generation homeschoolers, they're so relaxed about it. It's really quite interesting to me how it's just what they do. There's no anxiety about the whole thing.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit ClassicalConversations.com. That's ClassicalConversations.com.